Good evening, folks. I'm having a big chance to tell you, and we're going to why I'm just introduced this with banjo, then it's because we...
You like banjo
tonight, and you're going to be hearing some from me and Ryan. Oh, from Ryan, okay. He presides, I'm not even a banjo at that, actually. It's a guitar banjo. A get banjo. That's what it is. Yes. Well, hello, guys. How you doing, anyway? You alright?
Okay.
Well, you okay this weekend? Yeah, you done?
Yeah.
Awesome, fantastic. And you looking forward to the next show?
Always, always. Awesome.
Fantastic. Well, what do we have for you tonight, Sam? Well, we have got some tunes from Ryan, we've got some tunes from me. As usual, none from you.
As usual. My tunes have been blacklisted.
You just listened to Kings of Leon with their latest single, Pyro, which I love just now. Love it. I think it's fantastic. We've also got some Darling D's. I know you like him, Ryan.
I do.
So that DNA. We've got some Morning Parade, The Naked and Famous, Martin James, Broken Bells and the Golden Burial. We've got Time, some Claire McGuire too. We've also got ourselves, Ryan Smith and James, Kenneth McKellar. I did say a lie last week when I said the London Gentleman would be here, but we've decided against it. We need to fine-tune our performance a little bit because we're also vain and we need to be perfect.
Sloppy seconds.
Sloppy seconds, Kate, is what you get. Hopefully you'll enjoy the song that we're going to play for you tonight. Just one. But in a bit of month's time, you will. You definitely will hear the London Gentleman.
The full glory of the London Gentleman.
Yeah, so how was your weekend, guys? All right?
Yeah.
What did you get up to?
It's pretty fun. I saw you, Kenneth, at the weekend.
I saw you at the weekend too. Oh, we shouldn't go any further than that. Because that sounds quite suspicious, you know. Yeah, so we had a bit of a good old radio get together with Kevin and whatnot. We played a bit of old school Nintendo 64, didn't we? And that was a bit of fun. That brought you back to your late teens, I think, maybe, for you, Sam. I'm not too sure.
Something like that.
For me, I'd be barely born. Barely fantastic. You're a bit of James Bond. Kevin was cheating the whole time, as usual.
Oh, he cheated, didn't he?
Yes. He cheats at life.
He likes to win.
That's it. Can't put that past him. But, what else have we got? Mario Kart. That was good. You excelled slightly better at that.
Selection of classics.
Yeah.
I never got to play any Mario Kart.
Don't you?
No.
Oh, you should have asked.
And it's the only game that I'm in.
That's why we don't like you. We don't want to give you the joy of winning anything. I, however, fantastic Pokemon. That was my A game. That's what I brought to the party. It was about A game and Pokemon.
Big Pokemon fan when you were wee, were you?
Oh, yeah, I was about, I don't know.
Got to catch them all, eh?
17 when it came out. No, it was a good game, that. It's just a shame that the Nintendo 64 was sadly overshadowed by the PlayStation. It's a real...
Not in our hearts, though.
Excellent. And then everything comes full circle now. I've got an Xbox 360, is what I've got. And I've got quite possibly the most pathetic injury ever. I've managed to burn my hand. I've got two blasters.
How have you burned your hand on the Xbox 360?
The ultimate geek injury.
Do not open, no user serviceable parts inside.
Yes, I said what they should have said is do not violently shake the right hand stick of the Xbox with your palm when you're a little bit inconvenient, shall I say.
How violently did you shake it?
I was pretty getting into my game. I didn't want to lose it. I had to shake it.
Friction now.
That was some proper friction, and I've got two plasters and a pretty nasty burn there as well.
My God.
You know,
listeners, for your edification here, there is a 2-inch long burn right across the palm of Kenneth's hand.
2 inches.
Pretty serious.
That is. It was hideous. It was a horrible moment for me. I was just thinking now, you must have some... I'll ask you about your most pathetic injury as well, because I'm sure you two losers have got some pathetic injuries.
Pathetic injuries. I'm sure I've got a whole catalogue of pathetic injuries.
If Kevin McLean was here, or other good presenter, he would no doubt...
Rolling up his trouser leg right now.
Well, no, that's not pathetic. That's quite a horrible one. But he would regale us with the moment he was taken to A&E with the...
He got the rubber part of his earphone stuck in his head.
Stuck in his head. And it took all 10 seconds to remove it, but he had to go to A&E, which is slightly more pathetic than me, come on. I didn't go to Dunbar with a sorry mess. I managed to burn my hand with an Xbox controller. Did I? I stayed strong. stayed strong. But I'm thinking, I'll ask you for your most effective injury after we have played a song. Is that a new innings played for a while? It's a song by Demio. And it's called Lover's Carvings. Have a listen to this.
Like a superhero, can help reduce my risk of heart disease. Playing catch with my sister's favourite Teddy can help cut my chances of type 2 diabetes. And if I clear snow off Grand's path, it'll help reduce my risk of cancer.
Ensuring your kids get 60 minutes physical activity a day can help them avoid major illnesses later in life. And you can break the 60 minutes up any way you want. For active tips and ideas, visit takelifeon.co.uk.
Thank you. There's a limit to your care. So carelessly there. Is it truth or dare? Is a limit to your care? Ooh, oh. La 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 la. It's a dream gone upstream. La 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 la. The trouble that you give.
This is on now, actually, I'm afraid. We'll play another tune, and then we will get on to me and William playing a song. Before you heard Feist there with The Limit to Your Love, which is, of course, a single recently released by James Blake, who features on the BBC's 2010...
We had that on last week.
Yes, we did. BBC's 2010, Sound of 2010. That's the original. That's by the Canadian Leslie Feist. Is it Feist? What's her name? What's her name?
Leslie Feist.
Is it Leslie Feist? Is that just pulling out of thin air? Or is it, has she got that? She might have an actual name.
That is her name.
Is it Leslie Feist?
Her name is Leslie Feist.
Yes! Thank goodness for that.
Of the band Feist.
Oh, fantastic.
And like Polly Jean Harvey of the band PJ Harvey.
Like Elvis Presley.
Of
Elvis Presley.
Presley, yeah. For bonus quiz points, what was his middle name?
Rudiger.
Aaron.
Aaron.
Elvis Aaron Presley.
What a strangely normal middle name.
Yeah.
Well, my middle name, this is something I used to shock and stun people that I meet, is Graham.
My word.
Wow. Ah, but hold your horses, don't stop there. It's named after my granny.
Your granny's name was Graham?
Yeah, she was. She said Graham. You can't laugh. Don't you dare laugh. Don't you dare insult my granny,
my beautiful
grandmother. But yep, Graham, have you ever heard... I know you get... Out west, you get Hector Aina, you get...
Hugh Aina, James Aina.
James Aina, which is quite common. I get... They're not called Graham. Nobody's got a boy's name. Graham? That's just madness. That's just insanity. Could be worse. Well, have you got a worse middle name than that?
I don't have any middle name, but...
Poor child.
The football pundit and briefly Scottish goalkeeper Bob Wilson, his middle name is Primrose. Robert Primrose Wilson.
Oh, that's
there's a naming fact.
There's an Ice Cube called Marlin. Isn't that his real name? There's an interesting subject we probably should have looked more at, but I'm pretty sure he is a Marlin.
And John Wayne was his real name was Marion.
Oh, well, there we go. we will play a song for you, just to let you know that before the song you heard before the last one was Bibio with Lover's Carvings. He's a bit of an electric, acoustic kind of folk singer.
I couldn't hear any of it because you were all playing the banjo.
Yeah, not the banjo, Sam. The Gidjo, that's her name that it's not me used to. We'll play you one more song, and this time it's another folky acoustic-y one, I guess. It's Martin and James from Glasgow. Really good, one of my favourite songs of last year as well.
Are these just guys that you know?
No, these Martin are guys I know, just Martin and James, you know. Okay. No, this is Martin and James, the actual stage name. This is a song called Wrong Directions, and it's really, really lovely. Have a wee listen.
Your questions, why I don't mind, 'cause I know I'm moving in the wrong directions. Oh no, making all the wrong connections. Tracks on the ground, following round. I build my house in the sand until the waves knock it down. 'Cause I know I'm moving. Making all the wrong connections. They say that love is a sign, and it follows you around, follows you around. They say that sound is a drug, and I can't get enough, I can't get enough, I can't get enough. I know it's not enough to say I'm sorry, to say I'm sorry. I know it's not enough to say I'm sorry, to say I'm sorry. I know it's not.
Long day. Time for a drink. But did you know that every time it's a quick one after work, or it's one more with your tea, every time you've got the kids off to bed, or you take the weight off your feet?
Every time that you've had a hard day, or you're in front of the soaps.
Every time it's one with your friends, or it's one more for the road. Could, in time, lead to high blood pressure. Could, in time, lead to chronic liver disease. Could, in time, lead to breast cancer.
Every drink you have adds up to more than you think, but there's still time to turn it around. Visit drinksmarter.org today.
Thank you. My DNA is running out. I am not the guy who makes you smile now. But when we talk, it's not the same. But I already lost a gene for feeling pain. So I won't cry. No, I will just pretend. Just go on. Now we are in love again. When I call, you are never home. I am down to 6 or 7 chromosomes. But you don't care or understand how it feels to be a single double strand. But I won't cry. No, I will just pretend. I'm still the one. And that we are in love again. All these molecules don't make me who I am. You can. Oh, so I will just pretend I'm still the one. And that we are in love again.
Keith Nouse, we've got a little surprise for you now. Sam Japp is going to speak. That's what the surprise is. Sam Japp, you're going to announce the name of the song because I'm not entirely sure what it is. You have to come around here and speak.
Right.
Not that close.
Too close.
You're maxing the level, Sam.
Right. Now we're going to have a special treat for you, Keith Nouse. We're going to have our own Kenneth and William play you a song from Sufjan Stevens called For the Widows in Paradise, For the Fatherless in Ypsilanti.
Well done. So, I hope we live up to you there, Sam. When you're ready, William.
Anything to do. If there's any other way, I'll do anything for you. If I come back, even if I die,
some idea to place my life like a mother's playing in dress, like a mother's born in dress. If you ever make a mess, I'll do anything for you. I've called you preacher, I have called you son. If you have a father or if you have one, I'll do anything for you. 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 I did everything for you. I did everything for you.
Well, that was lovely, lads. I think we can all agree. A great choice of track.
Round of applause there, Keith. Nice for a bit of Sif Jan Stevens.
If you cup your ear now, you can hear the people.
That's a tiny clap in the distance.
That's a tiny clap in the distance. A solitary grasshopper of a clap. Thanks for listening. And here's another song for you to listen to tonight. It's going to be by The Naked and Famous. And it's Punching in a Dream. Enjoy. Oh, bit of Naked and Famous there for... It's going to be us pretty soon, William. The famous part, I mean...
Not the naked thing.
Well,
don't tell anybody.
You play your cards right, William. You never know.
This entire radio show is coming to you.
Yeah, absolutely. As we all know, I've only got about a month left. Well, I'd say that. I don't know how long I'm going to drag this radio career on for, having just played that song. I feel rejuvenated. I feel great. But I think towards the end of the month, we are going to have another quiz. Well, towards the end of next month, sorry. Towards
another
next
quiz.
A quiz. The quiz special. You weren't a part of this last year. Sam, you were you not? Were you?
No, I don't think.
Oh, you weren't. That's a lie. Yes, you weren't. You weren't. You weren't part of the crew before.
I think
now.
I was invited.
Yeah, I think that's right. Kev was here. Our good friend Kevin, who we've not seen in many a year.
AWOL.
AWOL indeed.
It's been a while.
It has been a while, and we do miss him, and he will come back, I'm sure, for the quiz.
The airwaves miss his dulcet tones.
That's true, yes, and his face as well.
His radio face.
Oh, that's bad. That's so, we're sorry, Kevin. No, we're not. We're not at all. Get back. Here.
Come back, Kevin. We love you.
Yes, yes. So, boys, I've given you plenty of time to think about your most pathetic injury. You've not thought about it at all, have you?
I did once shut my own finger in a car door. That's pretty, bad.
Yeah, is this the amateur hour? We've all done that.
Mm.
Have you burnt yourself on a controller before?
I've never burnt myself.
You've given yourself, you don't know what it's
a
like.
Friction burn.
Nasty banjo.
With a gamepad, no.
A nasty banjo.
Banjo
a nasty banjo accident. I think the less said about that, the better, William Smith. that was The Naked and Famous. Quite MGMT-ish, if you... If you'll pardon the, I don't know what.
Comparison?
Not just the comparison is the word I'm looking for there. Not the pun, I've got pun in my head there, but it's comparison. Quite good. Our next artist is going to be Ellie Goulding. I just thought for a bit of a change in direction, we'll go for a bit something a bit poppy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we don't
not?
Play so much pop music anymore.
We don't, that's why everybody hates us, I believe.
all two of our listeners.
All two of our listeners hate us.
Drop 50% listenership.
Yes, one listener hates us. Please don't hate us if we play this song. Starry Eyed. It's Ellie Goulding. It's really super.
Oh, and my body goes.
You're listening to Tunes Till 10 with William, Sam and Ken. Our next song tonight is Allo Darling. It's one from William, so have a wee listen to this.
Disco floor. Take the night bus with me tonight. Frost on the window. It's freezing out here on the pavement. But here in the arms,
it's hell. I can wait for.
Hello, and that was Dreaming by Allo Darling. Yeah. Allo Darling, tell us a little bit about Allo Darling.
I think they're half Australian, half British, London-based indie pop band.
Oh, they get about, don't they? Oh, I like that, very nice.
There's a lot of ukulele in that, if you were listening carefully.
Sam Jackman, you should be pricking your ears at that one.
I do love a ukulele.
You must please play a song for us on the last show. The world of Keith Nice needs to hear your talent.
I've got 4 weeks to learn.
Even if it's Twinkle Twinkle World Star.
Anything, please, I would love it. That would be fantastic. If you could learn some Kings of Leon on the ukulele, that would be fantastic. I'll hold you to it. Deal? There we go, okay, you heard it here first. He's going to play some Kings of Leon on the radio for you.
Can't see handshakes on the radio.
Yeah, you can't, but there was. He just shook me.
I don't think it would be the one without the singing, though, and I really can't sing.
Oh, that's what everybody...
That's what I said.
Yeah. But you can't sing, William, so... But everybody seems to think they can't sing. I'm of the opinion
you have to practice.
Can.
Yeah, I mean, anyone can sing if they practice enough, but you have to practice and be taught how to sing if you are a bad singer.
That's fair enough.
And I am a bad singer and have not practiced nor been taught.
What about Johnny Rotten? He's not very good, is he? He's made a career out of being a frontman singer. This begs the question, do you have to be a good singer to be a singer?
Well,
ideally not.
Always think it's quite strange... You know, seeing as your X Factor and all these shows are so important, because they're basically they're singing competitions, but singing is a slightly boring job.
Four or five karaoke is what
it is. Yeah, I mean, who cares about singing? Nobody. I thought punk rock was meant to end all this.
It didn't, did it?
No, still, every week, singing competition.
Singing competition, or ice skating competition. Now that is...
At least with ice skating, there's a chance of injury.
Yes, that's always funny. Sam. We do have a few more songs from William tonight, and he has so nicely brought them along. Well, we might play from one of you as well, actually, Sam, if we've got time. Surfer Blood, I think we might have played them before, and it was terrible. Is that correct? That was a sound that Surfer Blood made.
We've had complaint emails in the double digits.
I actually had complaints about that song. I actually had complaints. Not in emails, of course. You don't get emails here, or telephone calls, or texts, or anything like that.
I had at least one.
Thanks, listeners.
It was from Sam.
Allah, dear. And David, I believe you hated that song as well. David's back in here, so do stick around for his show after us from 10 to 12. But for just now, we're going to risk it for a biscuit.
Risk a bit of Surfer Blood.
Oh, cover your ears, Keith Ness. It's Surfer Blood with Floating Vibes. was a little bit more enjoyable, actually. That was, it was, not the surfing bird as David thought it was going to be there, although that is another good tune that maybe you should learn on the ukulele, Sam, actually.
It sounds pretty good on the ukulele.
The world, when you have a ukulele, the world is your oyster, really. And I'm wanting one tune to be by the end of this, thing.
I'll see what I can do, Ken. Yeah, I'll see what I can do.
That'll be good. We do have another song. It's Broadcast who do this song. I have not heard Broadcast, although I did see in the news that Trish Keenan. Swing from, in fact, it was. It's quite scary. I don't know about Broadcast. The 80s band, really?
No.
90s, all right, fair enough. Yeah, and electro pop, the pioneers, apparently.
Something a bit like that.
And they still, they're taking them not together.
No, they're still going.
Oh, they're still going. Yeah. Oh, excellent stuff. Well, that's...
probably not that.
Well, I don't know how it goes now, but I've never heard of their stuff, so I'm going to go with the phone here and play a bit of Broadcast for you, Ryan. This is your choice tonight. And this is a member of Trish Keenan, who's having passed away this week. Here's Broadcast with Tiny Buttons. Chaps, that's really all about time we've got for this week. Thanks for joining me. Thank you,
Lloyd. Good to be back, yeah.
It was nice to see you. Nice. And it was lovely to play along with you tonight. Well, we look forward to doing it in about a month's time. You're up to London, I believe.
I am.
Up to London town, are we? That is my accent, yeah.
Hello, governor.
Shiny shoes. Oh, you're going to hear a lot of that down as you amble down 18th century London. Well, have fun, and we'll see you in about a month's time. Sam, I'm sure we'll see you next week or whenever.
I hope so.
Yes, and to play you out for tonight, we've got a little bit of Clear Maguire, another highly rated musician from the BBC's Sound of 2011, sorry. Blessed. Here's Clear Maguire with Ain't Nobody, and we'll see you all next week. Cheerio, bye-bye.
Ain't nobody can love me like you do. Ain't nobody. Love me
set you free. His dark skin desert, it's heaven at the gate. You are my desire, you are my escape. And nobody can love me like you do. And nobody can love me like you do. And nobody can love me like you do.
Game.